Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, offering online bachelor completion programs, including business, education, nursing, and more. Information is available at viterbo.edu/completion. Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
There's a scenario that used to be a staple in comedy or humor. The whole family on the couch, each person absorbed in a different mobile device. It used to be a joke. Now it's just real. For three decades, MIT professor Sherry Turkle has been studying the ways we interact with machines through her books The Second Self and Life on the Screen. And in her most recent book, Alone Together, she explores the toll digital technology is taking on our personal relationships.
We are living a life mix of what's in the physical and what's in the virtual. And I think that's genuinely new. And that can only come if you have a device with you that lets you, you know, literally be at dinner with your friends, looking up and looking down then a moment at your BlackBerry and doing something in your virtual world, doing something on Facebook, that your life is a mixture of what you do in the real and in the virtual. I was at a funeral. People at the funeral party are hiding their BlackBerries under the funeral program. They're texting. And it didn't just happen once. It happened several times, and many people have spoken to me about similar experiences they've had. It's about not taking a moment at the times that we need to be most present to each other. It's not just about letting our attention wander. It's about forgetting the point of the exercise, which is to be with each other at the times that count. To take a time that's less dark, I was speaking to someone who was talking about a 15-year-old birthday party. And there's a point at this party when everybody wants to go home. And part of being 15 and successfully getting to be 16 is that 15-year-olds have to fight through that moment and learn to get along with each other and to make it work with each other. But at this 15-year-old birthday party, everybody could just, you know, get on their Facebook and be elsewhere and not have to deal with each other. And this option to not just ignore each other, but to really find an active social place in the world that doesn't include each other, I think that is genuinely new. We really need to think about when we need to deliberate, when we need to just be with each other. I think the question is not turning off our technology, not giving it away. This is wonderful technology, but it needs to be put in its place. And sometimes we really just need to be with each other and give each other our full attention. And that's the sense that I fear that we're losing and we need to refocus on.
MIT social scientist Sherry Turkle, she's the author of Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other.